The Texas Decides Project has been taking questions from listeners all across the state during the Texas legislative session, submitting those questions at KUT.org, just asking how the legislature works, what's going on there, what are the functions, how does it all operate. Another question that we heard from a listener goes like this. I know lawmakers are voted in by us, the voters, but is there any real way to influence their decision and make my voice heard?
So we're in a red state, a state where the Republicans control every statewide elected office. They control the House. They control the Senate. If you are interested in the different bills that the Republican-controlled legislature is passing and has made a priority, there is an assumption that your voice is heard more than the others. Your voice is heard more than the opposition, that you can call up your state rep and say, yes, I want, you know, just ticking off the list of priorities for this session, I want school vouchers. I want, you know, a ban on sanctuary cities, that you can make your voice heard much more easily than the opposition. But I think that as we've seen on the national level, with all the protests that have been happening after President Trump was sworn into office, you know, you have seen members of the Congress and the Senate now start to walk back on some things that they always talked about doing once Republicans were in total control, House, Senate, and the presidency. Things like the repeal of Obamacare. Obamacare was supposed to be gone day one of any Republican president, any of the people that were running for office this last time. They were going to get rid of it day one. There have been protests. There have been calls to offices. We had a report on just recently here on KUT where people could not get a message to Senator John Cornyn or Senator Ted Cruz. The mailbox was just always full, or the phone was busy. They just couldn't even get through. But people are reaching out to those federal level offices, and now we are seeing that the House and the Congress are saying, well, you know, maybe we'll be very slow on getting rid of Obamacare, or maybe we'll keep some of Obamacare and change some of Obamacare. Here at the local level, we maybe haven't seen as much of that yet. But if you do not call, if you do not send an email, then there is no way that the legislator will hear your point of view and will have any reason to do anything different.
You know, I can think back to instances, thinking back a couple of sessions ago when there were late night debates towards the end of the session about what came to be further restrictions on abortion in the state of Texas, or thinking back to the debate over campus carry when there were very vociferous protests against both of those things. But of course, they both still went into law.
And that is absolutely what people point to and say, well, no, if I'm the opposition, I am the loyal opposition that will not be heard. But again, that's looking at just a protest at a single place in Austin, which, of course, is considered
different than statewide.
Right, different than the rest of the state. But if you are making those phone calls, if you are emailing your individual lawmaker, that has a much larger effect, I think, on them. Especially, you know, you call from their area code in their district and they will be much more attentive to you than if you're a protester in Austin going around to other offices of lawmakers that aren't your own.